Tonight, I can write the saddest lines. Right? For example, the night is shattered, and the blue stars shiver in the distance. The night wind revolves in the sky and sings. Tonight, I can write the saddest lines. I loved her. And sometimes she loved me too. Through nights like this one, I held her in my arms. I kissed her again and again under the endless sky. She loved me sometimes, and I loved her too. How could one not have loved her great still eyes? Tonight, I can write the saddest lines. To think that I do not have her. To feel that I have lost her. What does it matter that my love could not keep her? The night is shattered. And she is not with me. This is all. In the distance, someone is singing. In the distance. My soul is not satisfied that it has lost her. My sight searches for her, as though to go to her. My heart looks for her, and she is not with me. The same night, whitening the same trees. We, of that time, are no longer the same. I no longer love her. That's certain, but how I loved her. My voice tried to find the wind to touch her hearing. Another's. She will be another's. Like my kisses before. Her voice. Her bright body. Her infinite eyes. I no longer love her, that's certain, but maybe I love her. Love is so short. Forgetting is so long. Because, through nights like this one, I held her in my arms, my soul is not satisfied that it has lost her. Though this be the last pain that she makes me suffer, and these the last verses that I write for her. The dawn is smiling on the dew that covers the tearful roses. Lo, the little lovers that kiss the buds, and all the flutterings in jasmine bloom, and privet of white wings, that go and come, and fly, and peep and hide, with muffled music, murmured far and wide. The springtime, when we think of all the lays that dreamy lovers send to dreamy maids, of the fond hearts within a billet bound, of all the soft silk paper that pens wound, the messages of love that mortals write, filled with intoxication of delight, written in April and before their May time, shredded and flown, playthings for the wind's playtime. Dream that all white butterflies above, who seek through clouds or waters souls to love, and leave their lady mistress in despair, to flit to flowers, as kinder and more fair, are but torn love letters, that through the skies, flutter, and float, and change to butterflies.
I send a sin full of pleasure next to a shaking, stupefied body. O God, who knows what I did in that dark and quiet seclusion? In that dark and silent seclusion, I looked into his secret full eyes. My heart impatiently shook in my breast, in response to the request of his needful eyes. In that dark and silent seclusion, I sat disheveled at his side. His lips poured passion on my lips, I escaped from the sorrow of my crazed heart. I whispered in his ear the tale of love, I want you, O life of mine. I want you, O life-giving embrace. O crazed lover of mine, you. Desire sparked a flame in his eyes, the red wine danced in the cup. On the soft bed, my body drunkenly quivered on his chest. I sinned, a sin full of pleasure, in an embrace which was warm and fiery. I sinned surrounded by arms, that were hot and avenging and iron.
The hair falling on your forehead suddenly lifted. Suddenly something stirred on the ground. The trees are whispering in the dark. Your bare arms will be cold. Far off where we can't see, the moon must be rising. It hasn't reached us yet. Slipping through the leaves, to light up your shoulder. But I know, a wind comes up with the moon. The trees are whispering. Your bare arms will be cold. From above, from the branches lost in the dark, something dropped at your feet. You moved closer to me. Under my hand, your bare flesh, is like, the fuzzy skin, of, a fruit. Neither a song of the heart nor common sense, before the trees, birds, and insects, my hand on my wife's flesh, is, thinking. Tonight my hand can't read or write. Neither loving, nor unloving. It's the tongue of a leopard, at a spring, a grape leaf, a wolf's paw. To move, breathe, eat, drink. My hand is like a seed, splitting open underground. Neither a song of the heart nor common sense, neither loving nor unloving. My hand thinking on my wife's flesh, is the hand of the first man. Like a root that finds water underground, it says to me, to eat, drink, cold, hot, struggle, smell, color. Not to live in order to die, but to die to live. And now, as red female hair blows across my face, as something stirs on the ground, as the trees whisper in the dark, and as the moon rises far off, where we can't see, my hand on my wife's flesh, before the trees, birds, and insects, I want the right of life. of the leopard at the spring, of the seed splitting open. I want the right of the first man.